News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells his fellow Republicans that border policy will be their, quote, hill to die on in talks over President Biden's $110 billion supplemental spending request. While over in the Senate, behind-the-scenes tensions are boiling over.
The package crucially includes aid for Ukraine's war against Russia and Israel's war against Hamas. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Continuing to pretend that upholding America's sovereignty is any less urgent than helping our allies and partners defend theirs is reckless.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had been scheduled to address senators via video Tuesday in a classified briefing, but Schumer says Zelensky had to cancel his appearance, and according to participants, the meeting erupted in frustration and yelling over including border security in the discussion. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It's four for the fourth. Four candidates qualifying for tonight's fourth Republican presidential debate.
It'll be the smallest debate stage so far this year for the Republican Party. The RNC says Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie have qualified for this evening's debate in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The candidates will be squaring off just under 6 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. As he's done before, frontrunner Donald Trump is skipping the debate. He'll be holding a fundraiser in Florida instead. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Texas authorities say a day-long series of attacks in Austin has left four people dead, at least three others injured. A man thought to be connected to them, as well as to the deaths of two people near San Antonio, is under arrest, facing charges of capital murder. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 70 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 90. S&P futures better by 17 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again, 800-355-4107.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Durango Resort Casino opened its doors to the public last night to a steady crowd of loyal customers and curious Las Vegans who wanted to see inside the first locals-focused resort since the M Resort opened back in 2009. Red Rock Resort CEO and Chairman Frank Fertitta III said he hoped people would like the company's new approach to luxury offerings and continued focus on service. General Manager David Horn said he expects the casino will have some overlap with the company's flagship property some 9 miles away. That's the Red Rock Casino. But the company still expects that they'll reach a new customer base in Mountains Roads Ranch and other new communities south of the Beltway. The only other gaming in a 5 mile radius is restricted to taverns. There's been a notable rise in Nevada citations related to speeds of 100 miles per hour or more. In 2022, Nevada had the sixth highest number of confrontational drivers from 2018 to 2021. 1.4 million citations were issued by the Nevada law enforcement agencies, of which 38,000 were related to aggressive driving, careless driving, reckless driving, or failure to exercise due care. Of those citations, 70% of those were associated with a vehicle motor crash. Now, there's just two of the highlights cited by UNLV's Kurt Kerkorian School of Medicine, as the Nevada Department of Public Safety Office of Traffic Safety has awarded some $571,000 in grant money to the school to continue its work towards understanding and preventing traffic-related injuries and fatalities in the state of Nevada. Take KM670 with you wherever you go. Go to our website, 670kmzq.com, and click on that Listen Live button.
Gotcha. Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We're keeping our eye on a minor accident through the resort corridor. This is on the southbound side of I-15 near Sahara, left side of the freeway. Looks like the HOV lane might be blocked there. 15 southbound near Sahara off to the left. Not seeing too much braking to go with that, but we are seeing plenty of slow travels on the east side of the valley on 95 northbound through the Charleston curve. It's all construction-related delays. Those cones are keeping the speeds down through the area on both 95 northbound and southbound through the Charleston and Boulder Highway curve. Another clear, cool, sunny day in the Vegas Valley with afternoon highs that barely reached 70 degrees today. It's 48 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
running out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a hump day, a Wednesday, December 6th. Good to have you with us. We're inching ever closer to the Christmas holidays. I am so excited. We're going to be with you for all of it right here. We are live and local. It is everything you need to know to start your day. It's news, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all in one wonderful package, and we're so glad that you got up with us. I want to say a special hello to my buddy Al. I met him at the Americans for Prosperity Gala, and he gets up with us every day. He sets his alarm for 6 a.m., and he's with us at 6:05, which is really cool. Al, thank you, man. Nice to meet you, and good to know that you're out there. Last week, we were talking a lot about the great debate, Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom. And I must tell you, most people I've talked to are fairly consistent on both sides of the aisle. They are almost universally in the belief that Gavin Newsom really made a big mistake by agreeing to debate Ron DeSantis, because Ron DeSantis was the clear winner. Why did he do this? Why did he go to all this trouble and draw all this attention to himself and then lay an egg, as he did last week? For that, let's check in with Craig Huey. He is an author, a business expert, a political commentator, and he has been active in politics in the People's Republic of California for over 40 years. He joins us. Craig, good morning. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Good morning. Good to be back with you, Kevin.
Let me just ask you, why did Gavin Newsom do this? There was no upside because he already is the kind of the plan B, if you will, for a lot of folks in the Democrat Party. Why did he subject himself to this?
Well, you have to think in terms of how Newsom thinks. He thinks he is the best debater, and he is a good debater. He thinks he's the most articulate Democrat out there, and that's pretty much the perception people have had. And he knows that he has a track record of winning, even though he's a failed statesman. He's failed in being able to govern California, but he is slick. He is able to take questions and answer them, and he does it in a very sly way. And he tried to do this in that debate. Kevin, he tried to do it, but the format was such he couldn't get away with it. But he knew that there would be over 5 million people watching this. He knew that most of them would be Republicans. He knew that there would be a number of Democrats who would be watching as well, who normally never turn into Fox. And he knew there would be a number of what's called the persuadables, the ones who could go Republican or who could go Democrat, and there were a lot of them watching. And so he wanted to reach out to that group. And you know, the problem he had was you had Sean Hannity, who said he wanted to be objective, he wanted to be fair, and he was pretty fair. There was only the only time he really went after Gavin Newsom was when Newsom did what he normally does: wouldn't answer the question, wouldn't face reality, wouldn't face the facts, but instead was just kind of bragging about his abilities, what he's done, with facts that he kind of either makes up or had been twisted. And here's his tool. He'll answer a question with 6 or 7 different statements that go in different directions so that he's never pinned down. So Hannity tried to pin him down. But this is what happened. This debate, they used facts from the CDC. They used facts from the FBI. They used facts that he couldn't refute. And they put, you know, these facts up about the homeless, about education, about taxes, about gasoline. All the failures in California were cherry-picked and were perfect because the contrast, this is a debate between red states and blue states, and showed how powerful the free market was with Ron DeSantis and what a failure socialist policies were with Gavin Newsom, and he just looked bad to anybody that was objective.
Craig, let me just interject, because you mentioned in the course of your conversation there that he is slick, but he's slick. Yeah. And again, I haven't seen that much of Gavin Newsom over the years, but I've seen enough. And it was exemplified by his performance in the debate last week. And that is, he's slick like a used car salesman is slick.
Yes. And I think he came across with many people just like that. And that's how he's come across always in California. Arrogant, you know, above it all, an elitist. And really, he is. That defines who this man is. But he is able to smile with a great smile. He's able to look you in the face and not tell you the truth. And he looks in the camera and is able to make people think that he's sincere, that he has conviction. And here's the thing, and this is so common with those on the radical left, and he is as radical as you can be, and that is, he was self-righteous. What he was saying was morally right. And that's how he comes across, with this arrogance of morally right. And, you know, one of the things people don't realize is he used to have his own TV show, and it was on a left-wing network, and he is a student of what conservatives and Republicans say. He's a student of what Christians and libertarians believe. So he feels he's positioned, unlike other Democrats, that he can speak to that group. And he tried to, but he failed.
So what's he up to? What's the end game for Gavin Newsom? He said that both he and DeSantis would not be on the ballot in 2024. Does he really mean that?
He doesn't mean that. He's looking at the reality, unless there's some secret deal going on. Basically, you know, we've got Biden. It could change in Chicago at the convention, and someone else could be nominated. He wants to be first in line. He definitely has positioned himself nationwide. He spends millions of dollars attacking Ron DeSantis. He spends millions of dollars promoting himself. He's got so much political money, it's unbelievable. And this man, if he's not able to do it in this election, his eyes are on 2028.
Wow. Wow. Again, joining us, Craig Huey, active in California politics for over 40 years. How do the people of California continue to elect this governor when, you know, all of the numbers that Fox presented, I mean, they were accurate. They were Bureau of Labor Statistics. I mean, the numbers don't lie. Don't the people of the People's Republic of California, don't they know what they're facing?
Well, that's why so many are leaving, coming to Nevada, fleeing to Texas. Texas is the number one state, fleeing to the free state of Tennessee. And yes, they're leaving. I was talking to one person who speaks at churches about politics. And he's going to these churches, and he says most of the churches in California he's going to, there's 30% in the pastor. He says, where are they? And the pastor says, they left the state, and you've got young families leaving because of the fear of the COVID vaccinations being mandated. You've got the indoctrination in the school. You've got seniors leaving because you've got the high costs that are artificially up beyond living, being able to live in a decent way in California anymore. And it's all government created by Newsom and the policies. And why? Because of the unions who control the politics in California, ballot harvesting, the potential of corruption that comes from ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting where one person can pick up 500 ballots from whoever, nursing homes, apartment buildings, going door to door. Some are legally done, some are not legally done, but he's got a machine, a democratic marketing machine that's perfected this, that has California in a lockdown. And until we have a requirement that there has to be ID for being able to vote, I don't see California turning around. Newsom can you do what Biden did and hide in a basement and win an election because he basically is controlling the California politics through the Democratic Party.
So when will the people in the People's Republic of California figure this out? I mean, when is it that those that are not blessed with a feces map, as Ron DeSantis was last week, when will they rebel and say no more? We're not going to take this anymore. We want to go back to the years of the golden state. Yeah. It's not golden anymore.
No, it's not, and it can be restored, but it takes out marketing, out mobilizing, out getting out the vote than the Democrats have, and the Republican Party is feeble. In California, the Republican leadership is anemic, and that is one of the great problems. But it can be turned around. There is hope for California, but it's got to have better organization of the conservatives and the libertarians there, and those who are involved with evangelical Christians. Probably the number one secret to turning California around is church ballot harvesting, where Christians go out and they vote their values and they vote against the democratic socialists that control California and are destroying the state. The church, votes 84% conservative, yet 40% of all the evangelical churches in California, the people are not registered to vote. And now those registered to vote in the upcoming primary, some 70% will not vote. And in the general election, about 50% will not vote. You turn that around through church ballot harvesting and the pastors, like Calvary Chapel of Chino Hills. That's one church that's mobilizing people right now as never before in California. They have a church that's a mega church with about 4,000 people, but they got out over 20,000 ballots in the last California election through their church ballot harvesting. It's a multiplication effect that would overcome the Democrat marketing machine.
You know, I keep thinking, you know, if we did ballot harvesting and we did it in places like college football games, NASCAR, and we just set up a card table and a ballot box, we could win.
You're right. You got the veterans of foreign war. You've got gun clubs. You've got so many different things where the people may even have the intention I'm going to vote, but they don't vote, and that is the big problem. You've got people who are busy living their lives, raising their families, doing work, being entrepreneurs or business owners, or working hard in their jobs, and they're not on the government payroll. Their focus is on something else, and they're not voting. The people who are enemies of individual freedom, they're the ones who are mobilizing, organizing, and getting out the vote.
Okay, in our final 2 minutes, is it really true that Gavin Newsom was at least considering the possibility of appointing himself to the open Senate seat after the death of Dianne Feinstein?
He is calculating. He is someone who's very cunning. He wants to be president, and he evaluated if that would be his best step. And he definitely could have been a U.S. senator right now with all the advantages that he had. He made the calculated decision not to appoint himself. California, it has just ended up with a budget deficit. It's just, Kevin, this budget deficit is $26 billion conservatively by the state of California. It's going to be $58 billion if you count the second year. He's in a mess. He should have done that. But that's why all eyes are on Gavin Newsom for being on the ticket for this upcoming election. Something strange might happen in Chicago.
Indeed. Craig, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend. I always learn something when you come on the show. Hope you'll come on again soon. We obviously are going to be talking about Gavin Newsom in the weeks and months to come. Thanks so much, my friend.
Great. Thanks.
Craig Huey, the author, business expert, and political commentator, active in California politics for, over 40 years. He has been around. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just to just get a job.
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday in our nation's capital, Republicans went on the offensive. They've got less than 10 days to get a supplemental bill to fund Ukraine, Israel, and hopefully the border, although Chuck Schumer says it's not going to happen. It's dead on arrival. Steve Scalise is the House Majority Leader. He spoke out against anti-Semitism on college campuses. That was a big topic yesterday. This was Steve Scalise yesterday in our nation's capital.
Over and over again, we hear that saying, evil prevails when good people do nothing. This is one of those times where people need to look in the mirror. Anti-Semitism has been spreading throughout our country since the horrendous attacks by Hamas on Israel. And make no mistake, this was Hamas attacking Israel. It was an unprovoked attack. It was a brutal attack, the worst we've seen since the Holocaust. And yet since that time, not just in Israel, but here in the United States of America, on our college campuses, you've seen a growing anti-Semitism. You've seen silence from some of the heads of once great universities who are failing to protect their own students, not just Jewish students. Any student that wants to stand up for Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state, for all of us who support Israel, And it used to be overwhelmingly bipartisan in this country, in this Congress. You're seeing a divide. You're seeing